Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Tuesday night. Welcome to the S&S Music Show.
Come on, hey, it's Saturday Night Live.
Girl, go back to bed. You're delirious.
I'm not delirious.
Okay, you're a loco que de la cabeza.
No, I'm not crazy either.
Anyway, it's Tuesday night. Welcome to the S&S Music Show.
No, it's Saturday Night Live.
I'm your host, Scott, along with my wacky, crazy, doesn't know what day it is, co-host,
Fanny.
First of all, I want to say our hearts and prayers go out to all those affected in Manchester, England, with the bombing at the Ariana Grande concert. A lot of young lives were lost.
And people are still missing. People did not find their loved ones. That's not a good thing. They're either in the hospital or they're still over there looking for them somewhere because they cannot be found.
And people blame her for this.
And, people blame Ariana Grande for this bombing.
Yeah.
It wasn't her fault. It's some dickheaded terrorist.
No shit.
Yep. Plain out and simple, it's a dickheaded terrorist. He's got no freaking common sense.
Bombing,
ISIS has already claimed responsibility.
I was going to say, ISIS already claimed responsibility for it.
They claim they would claim responsibility for squeezing the Charmin.
I squeezed the Charmin.
We don't buy Charmin, we buy Angel Soft.
But I still squeeze the Charmin when I go to the store.
Mr. Whipple tells you not to squeeze the Charmin.
But it feels so soft.
Some of you don't know who Mr. Whipple is.
Just like my boobs. Mom, they don't even know that on live air.
Excuse me.
This ain't what bum my goat.
Next Tuesday night, our buddy Marlon's back, and he'll be live on the air with us. We are taking this Saturday night off for a night of recuperation and getting ready for Tuesday night show with Marlon.
Yep. And next Saturday, Scott will be by himself.
Yep. Yeah, next Saturday night, the 3rd of June, and Tuesday, the 4th, 6th of June. I'll be all by myself on this radio show because my partner and everybody's leaving me except for the grandkids. I'm stuck with the grandkids. Somebody send me a rescue wagon.
I'll listen Saturday night.
All right, see, I got to tell y'all something, okay? If y'all want to save him, just send him a bottle in the mail.
Yeah.
let him have a few drinks while he's here with the kids. He'll be fine.
I like rum and coke, strawberry daiquiris, pina coladas, screwdrivers,
ooh,
kamikazes. Screw it, just send the tequila.
No, wait a minute, you can't do that.
Why?
You can't have them send tequila.
Why?
Tequila makes your clothes fall off. I won't be here, so your clothes can't be falling off while I'm not here.
Well, then I guess you're just going to have to stay, huh?
No. Ain't happening.
So while she is gone on vacation, the grandkids and I are going to have a free-for-all.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. To be, I think I cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. Well, it's a free-for-all, and I might have said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Okay.
Hell yeah, we're going to have a free-for-all while you're all gone.
Okay.
We're going to party. It's going to be ice cream and junk food and chips and soda. And you guys know better than that, too, huh?
Honey.
You guys, well, hold on. You guys know it's going to be fish. It's going to be, ooh, you guys got your Lunchables.
Hot pocket.
You guys got your sandwiches and stuff. We'll do some burgers.
Burger King.
We'll probably go out to eat once. We ain't doing anything, and I have pizzas. I have single pizzas, so I can cook pizzas.
We, meaning me, my daughter, my son-in-law, my best friend who's gone with us, and all my family out in Virginia when we go up there. We are having a cookout on June the 3rd because my daughter's turning 25 on the 3rd.
52.
Oh, my.
Change it around.
God, she's turning 25. I feel old. Anyway.
Damn, you're old.
Anyway. I don't need no comment from the peanut gallery over here. Be quiet. Anyway.
That's just, she is old. She's a half a century already. I'm already over the half a century mark. I'm older than she is, but I'm over the half century mark. She's a half a century.
He's trying to get her tonight, folks. But anyway, we're having a cookout because it's her birthday, and that's what she requested. Usually we take her out every year. She didn't want to be taken out this year, so we're going to have a cookout with our family and some friends up in Virginia when we're up there, and we're going to have a good time.
I'll make sure I listen to that Saturday night so he can wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
And while they're doing that, the grandkids and I are going to be at the Market of Marion in Bellevue, Florida on 441. We're going to be out there having our burner blowout or our incense and stuff. Incense is on sale. Burners are on sale. This is the weekend to get...
That's on sale for free. That's on sale for $5.
Yeah, you can buy me for $5, but I come with, I have a package deal, though. You got to take my grandkids, too.
No.
No? You going to stay at the Market of Marion by yourself?
No. All right, hold on. Shepherds and Dobermans run loose late at night.
They do.
They are, really?
Yeah, they run loose.
The cops dog, they won't use that night time on three more.
But anyway, folks. We're going to have a good time when we're gone. We're gonna have a cookout. And my brother-in-law said that while we're up there, he's going to take us to a few sites and stuff up there that I do not know about and stuff. So we're going to have a good time while we're there. Hopefully we'll get to see shit we ain't seen before.
Honey?
Yes, honey?
Once you've seen one piece of shit, they all look the same.
There's something bigger than
I know. I look at Dave every day.
You haven't seen him yet today.
Is he listening?
I don't know, but he is. I'm in trouble.
That's all right.
I'm just playing, Dave.
She says that if you bug her about her driving on the way up there, she's pulling over and you're getting out and walking. So I won't say a word all the way up there and back about her driving.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, we are a music station. We need to get on with the music. Oh,
we ain't just a music station. That's why Marlon's coming here, because Marlon talks when he's there, too.
This
so
is true.
We're not just a music station. That's why we tell people to call in so we can talk to people, because we don't like talking to each other all the time.
That's why I sit out here and you're in the bedroom all day. Did you hear what Bubba did?
I don't like looking at you every day.
What did Bubba do now?
Did you hear what Bubba did?
Who's Bubba?
Oh, my God. You don't know who Bubba is? Come in, give me a
beer. What Bubba do?
I'll be back.
What did Bubba do?
What Bubba do?
Bubba shot the jukebox.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox that night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox that night. never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun. That's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out a reckless hell. I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox. Stopped through it with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Damn right I shot the jukebox. They plumb out of root beer, so I pulled up my 40.
Money.
I pulled up my 45 and I shot the jukebox. Dang straight. I do it again. What?
We got a bunch of dancing puppets out here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi,
I'm Rainbow.
I thought this was the SNS Music Hour, not the Sunny Girl and Rocky show.
I am.
Sunny Girl's somewhere else right now.
Where's Sunny Girl?
And Rocky's picking me up. That's Rainbow.
Not Sunny Jane.
Hell. And
Sunny
this
Jane.
Is Baby.
I'm going to get Sunny Jane.
That boy is just too plumb out wild.
What'd you give him?
Not a damn thing.
Maybe we need to give him some.
Nice, Sophie.
Anyway, we're going on to our next song. This is Foreigner's Double Vision.
Time. That's 400 double vision. That's what.
Sorry about the interruption, folks. We had a little mishap.
Yeah.
Our granddaughter decided to spill stuff on her tablet.
Yeah, she decided her tablet was thirsty for whatever your ginger ale.
Oh, that's right. Tonight's show is sponsored by Cranberry Ginger Ale, Diet Cranberry Ginger Ale, and
Dr. Pepper. Would you like to be a pepper too? Drink Dr. Pepper. I don't think I want to drink Dr. Pepper. He don't seem to appeal to me. Now, Nurse Pepper, now that's a different story. I might go drink her, but ooh, it looks low. My Nurse Pepper, you're looking very divine tonight. Except for that wild hairdo, man. What is up with that hairdo?
She looks like Rainbow.
Actually, Rainbow's hair. Rainbow's a puppet, by the way.
I'm trying to sport a new look.
Rainbow looks.
I think you better try again.
She went to see Whoopi Goldberg, just like she did.
I've seen bird nests that look neater than that. You look like you just crawled out of the wild forest. You look like you had a monkey attack in your hair or something.
She's probably thinking
that's
she got you.
Nice.
Why don't you tell him you got him out of a Cracker Jack box?
Because she didn't. She got me out of the gumball machine.
It was cheaper.
It cost her $5.50.
I didn't know gumballs came out that big.
Now you know. You always have to battle, G.I. Joe.
And I didn't know they tasted that sour either.
Well, if you read the label on the gumball machine, it said sour lemons. Suck at your own pleasure. Anyway, before our granddaughter decided to feed her tablet, our guest Bubba was saying, they ran out of root beer and I shot them with my .45. And you know what? I'd shoot the jukebox again if they ran out of root beer again.
Papa?
The bar didn't.
Papa?
I am talking there, Curly
Papa?
Sue. You,
that's Rainbow.
I don't care if her name's Melonhead.
I see the color of her hair as it could be. That'd be a better name.
She looks like a watermelon rind mixed with the inside of a watermelon. She's
hey,
got.
Papa?
What do you want?
May I have some root beer?
You know what? I hear your daddy calling you.
What's he calling?
Anything but late for dinner.
She has yelps.
We ain't going to go to that yolk, because that yolk's rotten. That smells like the egg's been out of the refrigerator for years.
No, that'd be...
It rolled under the stove.
That would be our neighbor next door when she opened her legs.
I got it. I know what she is now.
What is she? Oh!
We won't go with that.
We're up about that, Dad. Play the song.
We found her on Pine Street.
We have a problem. We have a problem with our neighbor across the street. She's a witch without the W, and we put a B in front of it. And our friend Sissy, she's got the same problem with her neighbor.
Yeah.
Why don't we put them two together somewhere, or far away from us?
Well, I'm sure Sandy would agree with that. I told Armin, I says, I was thinking going on Craigslist and putting out an ad saying, looking for a suicide bomber so they could bomb across the street. But I was only kidding, folks. I'm not serious.
We can get Ahmed.
That's my brother.
I knew you looked familiar.
That's my brother.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You know what, folks? I think we need to go on down to the Chattahoochee.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
That was Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. We're going to
move. It says it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
I guess he gets more action than a lot of people
okay,
do.
Okay, how hot is a hoochie coochie?
You know what? I don't know. Why don't you call him and ask him?
Well, I don't have his number, honey.
That's what 411's for.
Like, they're going to give me Alan Jackson's phone number?
They'll give you an Alan.
Because he would think I was a stalker.
They'll give you an they will give you an Alan Jackson's phone number. It may not be the right one.
They might send me to jail. We're calling a celebrity.
You know what? I know how you can find out.
How can I find out?
That's what they made Google for. Well,
how hot is a hoochie coochie?
So while she's figuring out how hot a hoochie coochie is, why don't we go with Travis Tritt down to the country club?
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, cause only members are allowed in here. I'm a member of a country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a dick. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup.
Johnson might be at the country club with Travis Tritt.
Looking at hoochie coochies.
They could be doing what Trace Atkins is doing.
Looking at the Badonkadonks?
No, we did that last week.
Oh, what are they doing?
We're looking at one hot mama.
Oh, okay.
Get in them old jeans. You want that body back. You had it 17. Well, baby, don't get down. Don't you worry about a thing. Cause the way you fill them out, hey, that's alright with me. I don't want the girl you used to be. And if you ain't noticed, the kids are fast asleep in your one hot mama. You turn me on, let's turn it up and turn this room into a sauna. One hot mama. Oh, what do you say, babe? You wanna? Well, I know sometimes you think that all you really are is the woman with the kids and the groceries in the car. And you worry about your hips, and you worry about your age. Meanwhile, I'm trying to catch the breath you take away. Oh, and believe me, you still do. Baby, all I see when I look at you is one hot mama. You turn me on, let's turn it up and turn this room into a sauna.
I know what you were doing.
What was I doing?
You were driving that fast car. That's what you were doing.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking day at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman, fast car. That's what you were driving. You were driving fast again.
Whacked out, daughter,
and I. When ain't she whacked out? Oh, when she's sleeping. Tonight's the night. Put a sock in it, Rainbow.
I really don't care. You know why? Because I don't think my girl's going to win.
No, Chris is going to win. After the song he did last night, he's going to win this.
I'm going to win.
That's what everybody's saying, too.
Yep, Alicia Keys' guy is going to win this year. Yeah, tonight we're talking about the finale of The Voice on NBC. It's 9 to 11 tonight. It's a two-hour finale. It starts an hour later tonight. And then next Tuesday night is AGT, America's Got Talent, with the new host. I'm going to miss you, Nick Cannon, but the new host is Tyra Banks.
Nick, in case anybody follows Nick, because I do, because I love Nick Cannon.
He has got a new show on MTV2 called Wild and Out.
That show's been around a long time. He just got started it up again.
Anyway, before my daughter rudely interrupted me.
Oh, she's letting me know.
That's what he's doing now. He quit doing agent so he could go do that full time. And if you're interested in following him, that's where he's at, MTV2.
Yeah, we got to put up with Simon Cowell another year.
I like Simon.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's all right. I am pissed at NBC.
Why
are you pissed at NBC?
As a matter of fact, I'm not the only one pissed at NBC because after I saw this on Facebook, there's a lot of people like me that are pissed at NBC.
So they took
Chicago Law off after 1 year. They canceled the show after one season. What the hell is wrong with these morons?
Yeah, I was wondering if they were
going to
bring it back. People were posting about it.
I can't wait till Chicago Fire comes back.
Another show that's about, folks, in case y'all used to watch it, so you know if you watched it. What the hell's
You talking about Night Shift?
No, the one with Tim Allen.
Wow. Oh, they're taking Last Man Standing off, too.
Yeah, if you followed that show, they're taking that off the air because of something he said. And I think it's kind of stupid because you know what? It's a TV show. If he can't have his own opinion, then why in the hell are they running the damn TV show? It ain't like he put anybody down. He didn't say any names or anything. All he said was something that they didn't freaking like, and they took him off the air.
Wait, whoa. Where'd you get all that from? I heard they took it off the air because he's conservative.
Because I think that what he was saying and stuff was against the president.
Well, our president's a moron. What are they going to do, come lock my ass up?
A moron, but that's not the point. I mean, they took him off, but he didn't say any names because of the stuff he was saying. I mean, I think it's kind of stupid.
If y'all watch Law & Order tomorrow night, the season, 2-hour season finale.
Yeah, Law & Order is going to be good tomorrow night. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait until Scott, they just had the season finale of Chicago PD last week. And then I don't know how they're going to do it with Chicago PD, the beginning of the new season. With the ending of Chicago Fire.
I really hate the idea that they ended Chicago Fire the way they did. I'm telling you what, folks. I hate when they do that with a TV show. You have to wait 4 to 5 months to wait until it comes back on again to see what the heck happens. Because I know damn well they're not going to kill off freaking Casey and Severide.
And who's the other one? Herman. Otis and Kid.
I mean, unless they're ending the show, they wouldn't do that. And I know they're not ending the show because they just said they were doing that.
No, they already said
they're
coming
back. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I wonder if our show's going to come back on this summer.
Which one?
Night Shift.
Oh, the one with my guy.
Yeah, the one with the pyramid.
My God, I love that show.
I haven't heard anything about that, but I
haven't either.
I hope it comes back on. It only comes on for like 6 weeks and then it's off the air again.
Yeah, but it's a good show. That's a really good show.
Is they going to renew Law & Order for season 19?
Don't know. Have to find out.
Yeah, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow and find out how they're going to leave the season finale of Law & Order SVU.
Anyway, folks, I can't wait for tonight. I cannot wait for tonight.
Now, you know what I just said tonight's tonight, and you're like, big deal.
Well, you know
what? Make up your mind.
They're all good. I just want Leah to win because I think that she deserves it. I mean, that girl's got a damn good voice for 15 years old.
I agree with you. Blake's girl does have a good voice, but I'm telling you, the way Chris Blue knocked it out of the park.
After the say it's going to be between him and Lauren because Lauren did real good with that Garth Brooks song last night. They said she did excellent with that last night.
She did do a good job with that song last night. But I'm telling you, people want these days, they want stuff like Chris Blue because he put it, he's a mixture of Bruno Mars and Jay-Z.
But we had one of them to win last year.
Well, you know what? That's what the people want.
That's not what everybody wants. Not what I want.
I think America.
I'm everybody too. That's not what I want.
Well, hell.
I want Aaliyah.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and you also wanted Hillary. But you know what? America screws it up all the time when it comes to voting.
America never gets anything right.
Sometimes I wonder if half the Americans manage to put gas in their car. Which hole does it go into? Is it going this long one in the back here where the smoke's coming out, or does it go...
Hey, I know folks will still look for their gas tanks in the back of their cars, speaking of, because I know that's where some of them used to be behind the tag.
I had cars like that.
I had a couple like that, too, so people still look for them like that because they don't realize they're on the side of the vehicles now.
And if you drive a Volkswagen... And the mechanic goes to look for the engine in the back or in the front of the car, go to a different mechanic.
Hell yeah.
Because Volkswagens have their engines in the back. Yeah. The old Volkswagens.
Yeah.
I think the new ones are in the front now, though. I think they finally got smart.
I don't know. I've never seen the newer ones.
I'm not.
I've never seen the inside of the newer ones.
I'm pretty sure the new ones have the engine in the front now. I'm not sure.
I thought when I was a kid that they had screwed up something when I first saw a Volkswagen when I was gonna, Dad, why is the engine in the back of the car? I thought it was supposed to be in the front of the car.
My dad used to tell me the reason for that is because the fact that it's German made and Germans are backwards. And I turned to my dad and I was like 8 years old. So I turned to my dad and said, yeah, but Dad, I'm part German. I'm Irish, Scotch, French, and German, so that means I'm backwards too. He goes, yes, you are, son. I'm like, gee, I love you too, Dad. Yeah, that plays my warp sense of humor,
honey,
huh?
But honey, it's true.
Hey, as long as you don't call me late for dinner, I don't care. I'll be as backwards all day. Hey, as long as my clothes go on frontwards, that's fine with me. I don't wear them inside out or backwards like some people I know.
No, 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 no. Don't let him tell you that. Sometimes I've seen him once in a while put his shirts on inside out once in a while. He has done that once in a while.
But I don't wear them outside.
But he don't wear them outside. He catches it beforehand. But he does do it. We all do it. I've done it too. I've worn shit out backwards before and inside out because I sometimes don't look at my clothes when I put them on. I just put the damn things on, don't care.
So I guess we're both asking the audience the same question, right?
Yep.
You know what the question is, right?
I don't know, and I don't think I want to know.
The question is, how do you like me now?
Yeah, I was always the crazy one, broke into the stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always the perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? And I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Yeah.
hottest one ever.
So that is the question. How do you like me now? If I hear anything out of Pig Ari over there, guess what? He's going to be grounded Saturday.
Well, go ahead and say what you were going to say.
I'm going to go buy another car, a new car. I know what I'm buying.
What are you buying?
I'm buying a little red rodeo.
Well, I know I said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've got to let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plains Candy Apple Red Rodeo. 2 towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station. Started to laugh. She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said good luck boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've got to let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plains Candy Apple Red Rodeo. I'm in love and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a little red Isuzu Rodeo.
Okay.
They're great on gas. They go forever and ever and ever and ever.
Might have to get another vehicle. We don't get another.
I know, man. The city has had the car for 2 fucking months just to put a new head gasket on the son of a bitch. I got to call him tomorrow and say, what the hell is my car about? I know what he's going to tell me. You know what he's going to tell me?
What is he going to tell you?
He's going to tell me he's one toke over the line.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night
is always gonna be here anyway.
It did say One Took Over the Line by Michael Brewer, but it turned out to be Afternoon Delight.
He just don't know what he's doing, folks. I think he's had one too many.
I have not.
Yes, you have.
I've had three too many. You know what they say? One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Four.
That's what they say. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
No, I said someone hit the floor.
Jose Cuervo's a good friend of mine, man. He taught me everything. He even taught me how to be a pinball wizard.
I don't know. I make him so good. his fall. That just on a blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Oh, those are cool. They're size 10, 30 bucks. Size 10.
Yep, Jose Cuevas even taught me how to play pinball. I used to love playing pinball. I used to be really good at pinball.
I wanted one time to go out and buy a damn pinball machine and put it in my house. I love pinball.
Yeah, I thought about it since we bought this house. I thought about it.
Where the hell would you put it?
I'd get rid of shit out there and put it out there.
I love playing pinball.
I damn sure would. That or a pool table. There ain't enough room for a pool table.
Yeah, there's not enough room out there for a pool table. You'd have to put that shed up and do that if you're gonna do that.
Fuck that! I get rid of these couches. Put the pinball table right in the middle of the living room.
Where are we gonna sit?
Where do we usually sit? Right here at the table.
No, the kids sit on the couches.
That's because there ain't enough chairs here at the table.
That's because we can't fit enough chairs at the table because we can't get by now. There's not enough room in this freaking dining room.
No, it's because we have this stupid shaped table here. This thing looks like a freaking egg.
Like your head?
Like your mouth.
What's she getting one of the big round table?
Honey.
You can't fit six people around a round table.
Honey, even if we had a different table, there still wouldn't be enough room. This dining area is just not big enough.
Cat's trying to get eaten for lunch.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll screw the pool table onto the ceiling.
No, I know what we can do. I know what we can do. If we want a pool table and a pinball machine.
Yeah, we put them in a motel and get
no,
that room.
No, would you listen to me for a minute? Shut up!
Dang! Somebody crawled up you today.
We get rid of the neighbor. Kick her out of the house over here. Rent the house over here. And then put the stuff that we want over there.
That's what I was talking to Armin about earlier.
Why wouldn't you buy it?
Can't afford to buy it.
That way, when we want to have fun over there and live here.
Does that mean that we can go over there on Saturday nights?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go over there on Saturday nights.
Saturday night, I just can't breathe.
behind our house up in front.
Saturday night. We're off this Saturday night. We're off every night.
I was going to say we're always off.
Even when we're on there, we're off. Yeah, we're crazy. Well, we love to be crazy. You know what? You know what I love about doing this radio show?
I don't know. What do you love besides spending time with me?
It's a thinking problem.
I got one of them all the time.
I know. I got a thinking problem, too. So does David Ball.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Till it climbs up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. Lots of memories start to flow. Well, I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Build the blinds up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop.
Because we're running out of time here, and we still got a bunch of songs left, so we're gonna go right to Ride, Captain Ride.
Maybe.
Ship, and here's what they had to say.
Captain Rod. You know why?
Why?
Because the werewolves of London are after you. About that time, we're down to the last 10 minutes, which means two more songs. We have a special one for a dedication to England tonight. Yep, so we do. So we might as well get right on into our next song, which is by Sir Elton John, and it is Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
No more follow. Thank you.
Yellow Brick Road. So anyway, we got one last song left, and it's dedicated to England. As I said at the beginning of the show, a heartless coward is ISIS, whatever the hell they want to call themselves.
And I don't think it was ISIS.
They already claimed responsibility.
Don't think it was ISIS.
Yeah, it was probably freaking Trump.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't going there. But anyway.
But anyway. It's some punk ass decided to take out a concert last night. The first person they said that they released was an 8-year-old girl that got killed in the blast.
Is the count right now is up to 22 people, and they're still not sure if there's more that are dead. But right now the count is 22. So if there's people missing, you know, that this could take a while. I mean, I know it's hard and stuff, but people need to just be patient and wait until they can find out what's going on. I mean, we feel really sorry for the people that are waiting and stuff. But anyway, we're gonna say our goodnights, folks, because we're on getting down to our last song here.
Anyway, England, this song is for you. And this is from us Americans that have your back. And this is for everybody, actually all over the world, except for the freaking terrorists. This is We Are the World. And united we stand, and divided we fall. And our united is a lot better than our divided. Good night, y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday night, 5:30.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretend day by day that someone, somewhere, will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day.
loaves of bread. So we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.